it for Mike.
Tom and Gerald GR.
Heard you on here the other day. Didn't want to interrupt. Just listened. Hadn't talked to you in a while. I hope I was going well with you, bud.
We're just quarantining, like everybody else. How you doing?
Yes, I'm hoping. Had to have some work done on the vehicle and just picked it up. Got the munchkin following me. I'm going to go home and drop it off and maybe go do some car shopping.
Good luck with that. I'd almost say I'd do it virtually. Although I wouldn't want to do that myself. But there's some really good deals out there now, they tell me. But I never did figure out who they was.
The man.
Well, I like my Toyotas, period. And I always go to the consumer's guide first. Go buy one of those for about $5. And look in there at the frequency of repair on used vehicles. And they got it on new ones, too. And I doubt if you're in the market for a new one. But the new ones, and you drive them out the door, and you lost $6,000 when you get out the door on the average.
Roger. Been down that road. Don't like it. But I have been looking at some new ones. K4LBO has been doing virtual shopping for me and has found something that I'm kind of interested in and may have to come take a look at.
Tom. Write that off. They're junk. Look at the consumer's guide, the frequency of repair. And that's all I need to say. I went in Advanced Auto here last year once and bought a battery and that. This guy bought a Jeep part and he walked down. And I said, you know, guys, I said, on the average, Jeeps break. And all three of them shook their head up and down. And that's the only thing I have against them. Although, maybe the newer ones are better now. I don't know, but they sure haven't been good on maintenance. And that can cost you an arm and a leg.
They had all kinds of problems with. I have had friends that's all they've owned all their lives. And I know the earlier model Jeeps, if there weren't a puddle of oil underneath them, they wouldn't drive them because it means they were empty. Kind of like the old 86E trams that I used to work on. But yeah, the newer ones, I've got all kinds of friends that's had them and they love them. I haven't had a problem out of them.
Some people are Chevy buyers and others Ford buyers and that, but I've had four Avalons, and the worst thing I ever had happen was there was a little bitty tiny seepage on a water pump, and I was going to Detroit from here, and I told them, just go ahead and change it. I was having the timing belt changed as a routine. It had 100,000 on it. And I never once had to pull any maintenance on them. And I kept all of them about 4 or 5 years or so. And they weren't new ones. But I like reliability. And this Tacoma's been good so far. But trucks are, gee, many. Ridiculous. They come out with a new Dodge I was reading about this morning. It's like the SRT, only it's in a Dodge truck. I think it's a 6 liter, and it's got about, I'm going to try to remember, 700 and some horsepower, and it starts, the beginning ones are $92,000.
I had actually looked at maybe replacing mine, and I looked at a couple, and I went, googly moogly, I don't think so. It's old, and it's got some places on the dash, but she still runs, and she'll probably still be running when I'm gone.
Yeah, my neighbors have, they went from over to Dodge, put it that way. They had Chevys before, I think. And they've had real good luck out of the newer Dodges. However, Tim, when he bought this new diesel here a couple years ago, the guy at the car lot told him, he says, you ought to buy the extended warranty because the electrical on them can be a nightmare. And so he did, and he'd never ever done that before. And he's a very fine mechanic. But he bought it just to be on the safe side. It's been good, but see, he's pulling a boat with it and that. And I think there's good buys on the Dodges right now. But Jeeps, that'd be the bottom of my list.
I'm not calling that for your list, Ken. but yeah, that truck, when I bought it, I'm across from a Jeep Chrysler man, so that truck won me over. Matter of fact, I bought that Journey. You know, I hadn't had a single problem out of it. So, I got no problems with them. My neighbor's got one. I've got about five different friends that have them that are the newer models, and they love them. I hadn't had a problem out of them.
Yeah, I know Dave on here. I can't remember his call right now. YQK, he's had several of them. He's had good luck with them. And like I said, everybody's got their own choice, but I definitely get a consumer's guide and look at the frequency of repair. They have several hundred thousand people submitting their gripes, you know, over a period of miles, and they judge it by not what the kind of driving too. They take that in consideration: highway driving, country driving, dirt road driving, you know, and then they run it through computers and come out with these results. And I'll tell you, I used to watch those closely back in the day. And I had a Dodge Aspen wagon. It fell apart piece by piece, just like they said. My folks had a Buick. It fell apart piece by piece. And my sister had one that fell apart piece by piece. Just exactly the problems that they listed in there. So it's not the Bible, but it's a real good reference.
Dad, it is. Look at people that drive for a living. And you pick any male person, and 9 out of 10 of them are going to be Jeeps. So it is what it is. So we can see. But I like Toyota. My dad's had some form of Camry probably for over 20 years. Love the car. Hate the freaking every Toyota place I've ever been into. Will not go to the one in Greer. They can forget it. I love the vehicles, but I hate the maintenance. I hate the people. I hate the service people.
My favorite place either, Tom, but the only thing I ever had done there was oil changes. And when I first come down here, I hadn't had something done. I forget what vehicle it was, but they loused it up and didn't do right. So I agree with you 100% on that. But I'd look around, use your head, and see what you can come up with. There are a lot of vehicles out there. You don't want to buy somebody else's headache. If you can get something less than $50,000 on it, that'd be the way to go.
Well, this one I'm looking, I'm going to go look at, was a local old couple, and it's got well below that on it. They never drive. It's a 3-year-old with under 10 on it.
There you go. Well, when we bought our 2011 in 2013, it had 11,000 miles on it. And you don't find many of those, so that'd be a good choice if that's what you're going to buy.
I might have to go look at it and see. I may start picking up more and more work. And although I love this Murano, I'm pipping 143,000 on it. So not the one thing I want to take on longer trips, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you get to thinking about CV joints and water pumps and transmissions and all of the good things that cost you an arm and a leg when they get up in that far. But many, many of the cars nowadays, they'll go 200,000. But when you get in that area, things can happen. Now, our car's only got 60,000 on it, and it's a 2011. But we're not driving anywhere with it, you know. And the truck, it's got 48,000, I think. So we try to alternate back and forth when we go to the store or something. But as far as trips go, we're not doing any of that due to this COVID virus thing. And we're not big travelers anyways. But up there where you live, a Jeep might be a good idea.
Roger. Well, is Miss Bernice and the family, everybody doing okay?
Oh, yeah. Kids, the grandkids and all of them doing fine. Bernice is doing fine. She's over here making dinner and she's making orange pork chops. I know that sounds gross, but they are absolutely awesome. It's got an orange sauce on it of some kind. But wow, they are delicious.
I'll talk to her and see if I can talk her out of the recipe for that. This is Kilo Z4, Mike.
And for them, that's not the true name, but, oh, wow. Is it really? Okay, she said actually it is, but she's done that for many years. We don't eat them too often, but, really puts a fine. Oh, you found a recipe. She brought it over here. I'll say hi.
Hi, Tom.
Taste of Home, orange pork chops recipe. You can Google that.
Hey, Bernice, thank you. I'll try to remember to Google that when I get home. Yeah, I've missed you guys. I'd be happy when this crap goes away so we can at least do some socializing again.
I haven't been to any gatherings at all. My son-in-law's uncle, who lives down off of Woodruff, he hadn't been anywhere. Now, this guy is the Jolly Green Giant of Marines, but he's my age now. And he went to one meeting at the American Legion, and he got COVID-19. He wound up in the ICU. My God, I don't know how much it cost, but it was a tremendous amount. But he's retired from Michelin, so he's got good insurance. But then he got pulmonary embolisms in his lungs, and I think in his leg too, didn't he? Yeah. And, he went through heck. And so, you know, that's just a good indication. We need to be on our guard, that's for sure.
And my DAV group, I think we've had one meeting this year, and we're doing it all online now. Yeah, they put me in the commander position back in the spring. So my commandership has been quite easy, seeing how we haven't had to have meetings. Well, we've been doing it online, but they have exempted us from quorums for voting and everything else. But I've been doing a whole lot of legwork, trying to help out the best I can. But it's kind of unique this time. So.
I ain't never seen nothing like it. I don't think anybody else has either in our generation. Well, Tom, Bernice says I got to get off here and get ready to eat, and I'm not going to disappoint her. I got a tremendous amount of lower back pain today. I was going to work on a ceiling fan down the basement, but I put that off to another day. It's in a suspended ceiling. I've not done that before, but it looks to be pretty simple. Got a kit for it, but I'm not up to it. I couldn't hardly walk up the hill out there feeding the chickens earlier. You take care, Tom. And talk to you later. It's 0TR73.
Tom, good talking to you. This is Kilo Z4 Mike and KN4LBO, who is about 15 feet behind me. She can't hear me, but I know she's been listening to your end. So, 73, call me if you ever need me, bud. I'm just up the road. Good talking to you. You take care.